Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Brittany. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Daniel. You called 954-358-6287 about an hour ago.
All right, what's the last name on the order?
Koffler. K is in kangaroo, O is in octopus, F is in Frank, L is in Larry, E is in elephant, and R is in rectangle.
All right, give me just a second. Let me get that pulled up. Let's see what's going on. Okay, that's not pulling up an order for me. Did they tell you what they were calling you about?
No. Hey, hold on. My grandmother's on the phone.
Hello. Who may I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Brittany.
This is Rosalind Koffler. I was expecting a delivery from Whirlpool, and I bought the washing machine at Home Depot. Nobody called to tell me that it wasn't going to be delivered today because they didn't have a part. I called and they said there wouldn't be a delivery today. They told me it was supposed to be delivered between 10 this morning and 2 this afternoon. Yeah. Well, when it got around that time, I called to find out what was happening. So a company, I think your company, XPO,
mm-hmm.
called and told me that there wouldn't be a delivery today.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on now. I mean, I really don't know. I waited all day long for the delivery, and if I hadn't called to find the status of it, I wouldn't have known it wasn't going to be delivered. Can you please tell me, help me, and tell me what's going on here?
Okay, it sounds like you've already told me, they've already told you. So it sounds like Home Depot had an issue with what they call supply, meaning your unit or some part of the installation, your part needed, was not available, and they postponed or rescheduled the order, and they're supposed to call you and say, hey, unfortunately, this is what's going on. We're going to have to reschedule, but it sounds like they didn't do that. It sounds like you had to do it for them.
I didn't do it, and I didn't get a rescheduled appointment, and I tell you, I am so disappointed because not only didn't they tell me the truth when I ordered the machine, but they said, I even asked them, when will I have delivery because I expected it within, you know, a couple of months because of the times. And they said, oh, no, your delivery will be next Tuesday. That was this past Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I called to change the delivery date because I had a doctor's appointment to today. And then when I called, they said that it would be delivered between 10 and 2 today. So I don't know what's happening. I don't know whether they rescheduled the delivery. But at this point, because I have no confidence in what's going on in the company, because they told me, had they told me when I bought it that there'd be a delay, I wouldn't have minded. But now I don't trust them because if they could make another date and then cancel it again.
Okay. So this is what happens. Typically, what will happen is, let's just say you go to Home Depot, you find a dishwasher or a washing machine or dryer or refrigerator range that you love. And you say, okay, I want to order this one. They say, okay, we're going to order it for you. Either they already have it in stock or they're going to have to order it from the manufacturer. They do that.
Well, they said that they had it in stock and I get it on Tuesday.
Okay.
May I have that paper so I can give this nice lady the date? Okay, let me see.
So it sounds like to me it's sold out in the meantime.
I don't know what happened, but I was not informed of anything, is my point. So not only was I disappointed in the date, but not informing me was very nasty. How can you have confidence in a company when they don't even bother to call and tell you there's been a change? And if they had told me they didn't have it in stock when I bought it, I would have understood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I can understand them having problems and not having a stock, but when a promise is made and a date is delivery is given and they don't even call to tell you there's been a change, I have no confidence in the company or in Whirlpool. Why isn't Whirlpool standing behind this?
Because more than likely it had anything to do with Whirlpool. It just happened to be their product. But it was purchased already through.
Whatever is a problem, I don't know. Can you help me out? I'd appreciate it very much, my dear.
Okay, so unfortunately, this sounds like an issue with the product, which means you're going to have to take this to Home Depot, because I'm not going to be able to tell you why they, you know, said, okay, this is not going to happen. We're not going to have the information. That's going to come from a Home Depot.
Oh, and so you don't even know if they're going to have another delivery date or when.
Because if they called you today and said there's an issue with the Whirlpool unit, that means that that's the issue with the supply. That means it wasn't available.
Uh-huh.
So they've got to tell you, okay, when it's available again. Because like I said, I honest to God believe what probably happened is in the time they said, okay, we've got her unit. She's going to be next Tuesday. Somebody came in and said, well, I want to buy today and I want to take it with me today. And they're not going to keep it in the warehouse. And they sold it. And then they said, okay, we're going to order her another one. It'll be here. And it wasn't here.
Yeah, but I already paid for mine. So they should have kept it for me. It was already paid for.
But that takes up too much space. You see what I'm saying? It's like if you order something, let's just say you order something Monday and they say, we're going to bring it Friday. But somebody comes Tuesday and they say, I want to take it off your hands and get it out your way today. Well, they're going to say, I can sell that today and reorder it. And hopefully it'll be here by Friday. Now, before COVID, that would happen. That wouldn't have been an issue. But now we're having supply line issues. So now everything is backed up. And that's why they're like, okay, well, we reordered another one. It would have normally been here at this time. And we even allocated for more time. And it still didn't make it. And that's more like what happened.
I know. And this has nothing to do with you, my dear. But I'm sure you can sympathize with me when you
pay. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And they should. I don't know. It's just everything is just impossible today. It's just bad. But
you know what? It's not impossible. They're just, you have a lot of people that are unfortunately irresponsible, because the thing is they have a manifest that comes in and they have to look at this stuff. And somebody probably 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock this morning saw, okay, wow, Dom, Ms. Cufflers, it's been sold and we don't have it. Let's go ahead and give her a phone call. And somebody dropped the ball.
I tell you,
it happens just that quick.
Paid for in the first place is my machine is paid for.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my dear, I appreciate your explanation, and I'll go over to Home Depot. And I'm going to cancel this and stop payment with my charge card, because I have no confidence in this company. I mean, they could do the same thing to me again.
That's very true.
They could do this exact same thing again. I have no confidence in Home Depot or Whirlpool, because I guess they're both responsible. I don't know. But thank you very much for your help. I really do appreciate it, and I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
My pleasure, and same to you. And if you want to, instead of driving over there, unless you already have to go and you really want to go in the store, try giving them a phone call, see if they can't fix it over the phone, instead of wasting your gas and your time, even more of your time, getting over there for them to say, unfortunately, I have disappointing news. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, give them a phone call, see if they can't give you some satisfaction on the phone before you waste your gas and more of your time.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much, my dear.
My pleasure.
Right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.